Fellow Freedom fans, here you're listening to the Eagle 104.3 FM. Before the break, we were talking about some health care. We're going to get back to that, especially when Senator Kerry Baker from the 20th Senate District comes in, and he's going to be one of our guests today, and we're looking forward to that. This was in the news. I found this fascinating. I got this off the BBC. BBC sometimes has some articles that are concerned to just about everybody, but things that aren't necessarily reported here in the U.S. China has concerns about abortions. I found that shocking. Also saw the other day, I didn't pursue it. I should have. I think I was interfered with in my studies, that China was concerned about some of their own oppression against religion. So I thought that was fascinating. I'm going to have to follow up on that. China was concerned about abortions. Big question mark hit my mind there. Many Chinese couples are restricted to just one child. I wonder which Chinese couples those are. He says, but here's the important thing I found just appalling. There are 13 million murders of the in utero infants every year in China. 13 million. That would be like taking Florida and Virginia and killing everybody there just in one year. 13 million abortions each year compared to 20 million births. Now, this is what they said. They said that it's possible that there's more in utero infanticide going on in China, but though there may be some clinics that are unregistered. It's kind of strange. 13 million. Imagine Florida and Virginia being wiped out in one year. That's the level of in utero infanticide of the nation of China. Of course, they've got favored nation status. Bless their heart. It says here in this article that other nations have higher rates than China. Now, that's not really true. What they're talking about is per thousand pregnancies or per thousand birth age, or of all the thousand women that are of an age of childbearing years, 24 of every thousand women in China are practicing in utero infanticide in any given year. In Russia, the rate is higher. It's 53.7% of child-bearing age women are killing a child in their womb a year. That's more than half of every woman who's capable of having a child in Russia. That's what the statistic is. 1.8 million children murdered in the womb in Russia, and only 1.5 million born. That's insane. In the United States, they say that there's 4.1 million women who are of childbearing ages. Now, that seems a little bit strange. That's only about one out of every 100, so I don't know where they're getting that statistic. But, oh, no, I'm sorry. That's 4.1 million births in the U.S. compared to 820,000 children murdered in the womb in the U.S. So that's 15 abortions for every 1,000 women of childbearing years in America. 15 of them are killing a baby in their womb. So that's a tragedy. And okay, so let's just press on with this article. It says China imposed strict family planning rules in the 1970s. Isn't that coincident? In an attempt to limit the growth of the population. I think it's Ruth Bader Ginsburg thought that Roe versus Wade was really part of the global anti-population movement. She was actually shocked that that wasn't what it was really all about. That's kind of strange to see what her insights were on that issue. But they said that China imposed strict family planning rules in the 1970s. And this was a anti-human growth policy that's really happening globally. And the United States just happens to be getting on that bandwagon. See, let's see. It says many pregnant women who have had their full quota of children in China, they kill their next child in utero because they're going over the quota. It says, let's see what else. Okay, this is what it says. In the front page story, China Daily said that the high number of abortions was cause for concern, adding that many women who have abortions are single and age between 20 and 29. And oh, this is what their problem is. They're really offended because their education programs aren't working. See, I think they're more concerned about the fact that nobody's basically controlling their behaviors based upon the state guidance. It says sex education needs to be strengthened, with universities and our society giving more guidance, and said professor at Peking University. So China's concerned about the abortions, number of abortions, because it's an indicator that their state conditioning is not actually functioning. But I had to bring this up just because it is a concern. I don't want to let this issue go. And again, as I've said on a previous show, that the statistics in Florida for last year were 91,000 children were killed in the uterus last year in Florida. That would be, let's say, out of your county, you've probably got roughly 100,000 people, roughly 104,000 people. Let's just say if everybody in your county of voting age was killed last year, except for 10%. I mean, that's essentially the numbers. Every voting age person potentially in your county, depending on which county you're in, that's the number of children that were murdered in utero last year in Florida. That's appalling. That's appalling. And if you think, oh, we're evolved and they're just an amoeba gone awry, you know, human being, then of course you may not care. It's survival of the fittest. Okay, so you may not care. But I will tell you, it's going to affect, and it has been affecting, your housing market. There was in the news in the Citrus Daily today, I noticed an article that mentioned that there are houses sitting around the counties and they're empty. And now they're creating a health hazard because kids are breaking into these abandoned houses and they're getting hurt. The swimming pools are filling up with green, you know, you can't see through it water. And that's breeding mosquitoes and all kinds of other things are going on. Some of the houses themselves, because they're absorbing moisture, that normally houses, you know, have air conditioning systems and stuff like that. And the kind of wood you use to manufacture a house today is not something that would do well under just your typical Florida environment without some dehumidifying air conditioning. So what's happening is floors are beginning to buckle. So some of these houses that have been foreclosed on are progressively becoming unsellable. And so that means they're going to be sitting around more. Part of your problem is that you're murdering your posterity, and that affects your economy. You don't have human growth. You don't have growth. There's no way to grow your economy. Economy is basically the management. The old term economy, back 200 years ago, they considered that word for you've heard the term home economics. The word economy was basically managing your house. Your house, you're not managing your house too well. We're not managing our house too well based on what is right, then what's going to happen? We're going to have catastrophe. The number here is 888-850-1872. Is 850-1872. I'm going to have to today review the Florida Constitution because we're going to have a guest on. It's going to be Senator Cary Baker from the 20th Senate District. And so he's proposed House Joint Resolution 37. So if you go on the internet and you check out the Florida legislature and the kind of things that they're doing, you'll find that there is a House Joint Resolution 37. And what that is proposing is that there be a limit, or let's just say, it's kind of one of these things, if there is a coincidence that some federal agency or anybody else, whether in Florida or outside of Florida, would like to make it so that Floridians don't have the right to just do the health care that they want to do. Well, then the Florida Constitution provides that as a right. I'm kind of surprised. I'm going to challenge Senator Cary. He's having that put in Article 10 miscellaneous. The scary part is this thing is getting pretty close to Article 1 of the Florida Constitution, would be Declaration of Your Fundamental Rights. It's getting pretty close to that. It's getting pretty close. So we're going to be talking to him. And again, some of the things that that I think are important to physicians on this issue are things that people aren't thinking about. Another thing is I was listening to the Family Research Council. I saw a video that they did on Tuesday, and it was kind of almost like a TV show, but they did it online. So it wasn't your top end kind of thing. But they were commenting that there's a controversy now because of some vague wording in this new healthcare bill that essentially everybody in America is going to be, with the power of the sword, have their money taken so that they can promote in utero infanticide in America. So it'll be federally funded by the federal government taking your dollars because of, you know, through the use of essential force and coercion, take the money out of your pocket to pay for somebody else's in utero infanticide. Of course, they'll be paying for poor people's in utero infanticide. It makes me wonder if they're really ultimately just trying to take care of that thing that swung into the 1970s as anti-population growth, and especially let's eliminate the lower class or the lower caste of our society that haven't got enough gumption to make a higher income level or something like that. I mean, it sounds kind of sinister. It sounds kind of sick and like I've got too much skepticism. But it is kind of what's going on, where they're going to fund in utero infanticide in mass. So maybe we'll see this 820,000 in utero infanticide that happened last year. It may be increasing, and that would be really scary. I think we're begging for trouble if we would continue on that bent. And of course, it's my goal to say these things and on the radio and stir people's minds to stop and think about what's really going on and see that there needs to be a fix. There's another thing that came up that they mentioned on this Family Research Council commentary about the healthcare issue. It's sort of what's happening in Washington. What they're proposing is something that's happening in Oregon. See, some of this stuff has been experimented with all over the world and in some of the states. It turns out in Oregon, there's certain people, as you get in a certain age, rather than pay for a pacemaker, if you're in your 90s or something like that, or some other care that will further your life or give you the chance of living longer, or maybe even make your life a little bit more pleasant because of your physical ailment, what they did is they denied the kind of medical treatment that this person who was poor, they denied their approval of getting medical treatment that would be consistent with the Hippocratic Oath. But what they did say is they said, but we will fund assisted suicide. That's really going on in America, folks. That's where this is going. No, you can't have, we will not pay your doctor, and you can't afford to pay for your own health care. And since you're in this government-controlled health care system, we will not fund it. So unless you can go find somebody to chip in on your behalf, hopefully your children who are supposed to be honoring their father and mother. And of course, you know, if you've bought into this lie about not having kids, then you're really stuck. But let's say you can't find anybody to fund this operation or whatever the procedure is you need. We will fund your assisted suicide. That's sick, folks. So that's what's going on. What is going on? What is the constitutional basis? What's the purpose of government? To secure these rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just, that means righteous, just powers from consent of the governed. So, folks, our government's supposed to be doing just things, things that are right or righteous. It's not supposed to be promoting evil. When you tell somebody, oh, we're going to limit your access to health care, but we're going to further the industry of homicide, then there's something wrong. But guess what, folks? That's why we have this Liberty Works Radio Network. We're going to bring up these issues in such a way that we are going to be without excuse. But we're not just going to whine about it. We're going to equip our listener to the principles that this nation was founded upon so that we have some chance of getting back control over our own destiny here. Folks, we do that which is constitutional, hold the government to that which is constitutional, that we hold ourselves to that which is biblical, and that we hold ourselves to that which is right rather than wrong, I think we're going to save ourselves and our posterity. Hey, thanks for listening to Eagle 104.3 FM. Come back after the top of the hour. We're going to press on with some issues of the day, 888-850-1872.